Sam, fantastic to hear as part of the Hunter Local Land Services crew. You know, it's tough times out here in regards to trout and that, but it's fantastic you come in and be part of the plus 500 ACT Brumbies, including Josh, me and Ray, of course, Lockie McCaffrey to come up here. Even Tomo made the effort to come up here, which is fantastic to see. So great to see the CEO of the union come up as well.
Yeah, it is. It's been a great day. We flew up this morning and hosted the coaching clinic for the kids. They loved it. It's good to see some Waratahs out here as well. I mean, not often we get to do a promo with Waratahs and Brumbies together, but when it's for a good cause, I think anything's possible, and that's what today was, and it's great to see so many kids out here.
Yeah, well, you would have known as a kid as well when you see some of the superstars come out, what an inspiration it would have been. And it's your year this year for the Brumbies, a bit of a mixed bag, but the Brumbies were able to get their act together towards the end of the season. But under a new coach there with Dan and taking over from Steve Larkin, you know, some great challenges there, but looking forward to 2019.
Absolutely. I think we were building towards the back end of the season. It wasn't the way we wanted to start, but a lot of things to work on and a lot of positive signs, especially with some of the younger blokes coming through. So I'm really excited about 2019.
Well, so who are you going to play for this year, in the NRC, Canberra Vikings or the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles?
I'll be down there for Canberra Vikings again.
Well, you're going to have a good crew there, of course, with the Vikings, of course, are looking to go a little bit better. Had some consistency in regards to getting the semis and a bit of a heartbreak last year as well, of course, in the final with 10 minutes to go. But, you know, Tom Kuzak, you know, as the like, and yeah, some fantastic young players coming through, considering that the schools did so well last year at the Australian Schoolboys Champs.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what we're trying to develop down there. We're trying to develop players coming through Canberra and some of those young guys. And I've no doubt New South Wales Country Eagles, who I've also played for before as well, they'll be strong again this year. So just really looking forward to seeing some free-flowing rugby, and that's what the NRC is, and hopefully that delivers.
You've had some frustration with injuries over the last couple of years, but the dream of playing for the Wallabies is still there, and the World Cup's a massive lure as well.
Yeah, I'm still around next year. I've still got one more year left on my contract, and I think any time you play, you're going to play at the highest level, and that's the Wallabies, and that's the World Cup next year. So I'll be doing everything I can to put my hand up for that. Hopefully get selected in August next year.
Finally, of course, your old man was back out on the ribbon tour out at Forbes with the Cauliflower Club out there. He seems to be absolutely ageless.
Yeah, he just can't give it away. I think he gets the itch after a while and just has to go out and play. But it's great to raise awareness out at Forbes as well. They're doing a great job, and I think it was a great day. So I knew he was a bit sore after, but he probably won't stop playing for another 10 years.
Well, Sam, thank you for your time. We wish you all the best moving forward as you're part of the skippering there of the plus 500 ACT Brumbies, and also looking forward to heading to Armidale as you'll be beaten by the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles.
Cheers. Thanks, Wixie.